Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Johnny, and with me, as always, is the one and only Ali.
Hi everyone. Yeah, we're so excited to have you here today because we're diving into something fun, useful, and maybe a little bit challenging. And especially for us, as non-native English speakers, pronunciation.
Yeah, you're right. Pronunciation, just even for us sometimes. So os entendemos perfectamente. Cuando escuchéis este podcast, veréis que ciertas pronunciaciones del inglés, pues evidentemente no son fáciles, pero por eso os vamos a ayudar. Today we are focusing on those tricky English vowel sounds that can sometimes drive Spanish speakers a little crazy, like a or half or a. For but, and also other sounds with E and E. So don't worry, though, we are here to guide you through it.
And not only guide you, we also will make it fun. We'll explore these sounds through iconic music lyrics. Yes, we're talking about songs you know and love, from Rihanna to Supertramp.
So whether you have been struggling to tell the difference between cat and cut, or just want to sing along to Umbrella with perfect pronunciation, well, then you are in the right place.
Let's not waste another second. Grab your headphones like Johnny and let's get started.
So, well, I think we will start now with one of our fictional dialogue settings. I love this settings and we love this dialogue. So I think we are in the gym. So we are stretching a little bit.
I think we bump into each other quite often, Johnny.
That's right. Okay. So
let's start. Hey, Johnny, I can't believe I finally run into you here. Do you always come this late?
Hi, Aline. Yeah, I prefer it when the gym is quieter. Fewer people, less noise, you know.
Less noise? Are you kidding? The music here is half the reason I work out. It's so energizing. How can you not love it?
This music? It's just loud beats and shouting. No thanks. I've got my own playlist for the gym.
Oh, let me guess. Something super relaxed? Wait, classical music?
Close, but no. I've been listening to Supertramp. You know, the classics? And sometimes podcasts about investing.
Supertramp in the gym? Are you serious? Isn't like a little too mellow for a workout?
Not at all. It's perfect. I was just listening to Breakfast in America while I run on the treadmill. It's got this rhythm that just works for me. Way better than whatever they are playing here. I don't know what they are playing.
You're impossible. How do you even lift weights to Supertramp? Do you slow dance between sets too?
Very funny. No, I save my dancing for the kitchen. But seriously, this gym music, it's all the same. Fast beats, repetitive lyrics. I need something that makes me think or at least keeps me from going insane.
Okay, fine. I get it. But a podcast about investing in the gym, how does that work?
Hey, it's motivating. They talk about smart strategies, market trends. It's like exercising my brain while I exercise my body.
Wow, that's different. But hey, if it works for you, for me, nothing beats a good workout playlist with upbeat tracks. It just pumps me up. Rihanna's Umbrella, perfect for cardio.
Rihanna, Umbrella. No, not for me, but to each their own, I guess.
Exactly. You do your thing and I'll stick to my high energy anthems. But honestly, Johnny, I think you're missing out. You should try it sometime. Maybe a little Imagine Dragons?
Imagine Dragons. No, thanks. But hey, next time I hear Umbrella here, I think of you dancing on the treadmill.
Deal. And maybe next time I'll give Supertramp a shot, but only when I'm stretching.
That's all I ask. All right. See you around, Aline.
See you, Johnny. And don't forget to keep investing in those gains, both in the gym and the market.
Oh, interesting and funny, eh? As always, our conversations.
Yeah, all right, Johnny, that was fun. Let's talk about pronunciation. That maybe is not as fun as for everybody as we think. In the dialogue, we've used quite a few words with two tricky vowel sounds for Spanish speakers, okay? So let's break them down. You mentioned it's exactly ah, like cat, hat, man, or back, as we see on the screen. And then the other sound, like for but. Okay, so let's dig a little deeper into them. Let's talk about the position of our mouth, which is very important. So ah, like as in cat, we need to remember that it's short and sharp, and we make it with our mouth open, your tongue low, and your lips relaxed. And then you will hear it in words, as we said, like cat, hat, bat, apple, jazz, dance, can, man, and plan. And remember the word super tramp from our earlier conversations? That first syllable has the a sound, tramp. Try saying it, super tramp.
Super tramp. Okay, I think I got it. What about other examples?
Good questions, Johnny. In the dialogue, I mentioned Imagine Dragons. Did you notice the a sound in Imagine and Dragons?
All right, it's in both words. And I've been saying imagine like imagine. So it should be more like imagine. Is that right?
Exactly. And another example, Rihanna from Umbrella. That a sound is right there in the first syllable. Rihanna. It's subtle but important. Okay. Have we got that clear? The a. Now let's talk about the sound a, like in cup or love. Now let's move to that. This is also short, but it's more relaxed. It's a relaxed, neutral sound. Your tongue stays in the middle of your mouth. The other one with the tongue was relaxed, now is in the middle of your mouth, and your lips are not rounded. Some common examples are cup, not rounded, fun, sun, but, much, jump, umbrella, bus, trust, not rounded.
Wait a second. Umbrella has a sound? I thought it was umbrella.
Many Spanish speakers make that mistake. It's very good that you bring it up. But no, it's umbrella. Both sounds are in umbrella. Try it. Umbrella.
Umbrella. Wow, that's tricky. Umbrella. What else?
Yeah. In the dialogue, I mentioned Rihanna. Her song Umbrella is a great example. Another word we used is money. That's also the sound money. Money. Ready? Can we see it on the screen as well? Love, umbrella, money. Very good. Now, let's compare them. That's the trickish part, but it's very useful. I'll say two words and you tell me one has a and one has a. Okay?
Yeah.
I start. One, cat and cut. So, man and money, jazz and just.
Okay, so let's try. Cat is a for cat, and cut is the sound.
Good. Two.
Man is the a sound, and money has that sound. And then you have jazz has that a sound, and just has that a. Am I right?
Perfect, Johnny, you nailed it. This kind of practice makes a huge difference. Good, excellent. So now, before we move on, let's quickly cover two more vowel sounds that often confuse Spanish speakers, okay? And this one is really difficult because for Spaniards, In our brain, we only have one E. E is E, and that's it. So now we're going to see a difference between E and E. Okay? So we have examples there. Maybe you can read them on the screen. Can you see that?
Yeah, we have sit, fit, pick, and fish.
Exactly. So what do we have to do? This one is short, so you have to have the mouth relaxed, and your sound is light and short, okay? So like ship, the short one, like the boat that we see on the screen, or leave and sit, the verb. But the first one, which is sheep, leave, sit, these ones are longer in tense and tense, while the other one is shorter and more relaxed.
I think we see them.
You read them now, the longer one?
Yeah, see, tree, cheese, meat.
We have to strengthen our, our lips, yes, as if we were smiling. The shorter one, we don't need to smile that much, but this one is sheep, sheep, leave, leave, seat, sit. Yes?
Interesting, yeah.
That's more, cool. More sounds. Bird and about, yes? Can you read them as well, Jonah?
Yeah, we have bird, word, girl, heard.
Excellent. So how do we have to put our mouth in that case?
Also relax, no? And then also just we emphasize maybe just the duration, no? The length of the sound so that it's more profound, no? So it's bird, word, girl,
yeah. You're right. It's longer and the sound is deeper as well, you see? Well, longer like in bird and lazy sound, you hear an unstressed syllable like in about. Short, about. Excellent.
So these all are sounds we have been hearing wrong all whole life. So is that right?
Pretty much. And we will still struggle on a daily basis, I think. We need to constantly be aware. But the good news is, with some practice, you'll be sounding natural in no time. That's the hope we all have.
Okay. So I guess it better start practicing cat and cut while listening to Supertramp.
That's the spirit, Johnny. Let's keep going and master these sounds.
Exactly. So now it's your turn. Let's give you just some more ideas. So how many words do you know with the sound? This is for our listeners. You can write them the comments, and let's see how many we can come up with.
And if you're feeling brave, try making a sentence with those words. We'd love to see your creativity. All right. Everyone, if you're enjoying this episode and learning new ways to improve your English pronunciation, make sure you hit that subscribe button right now.
That's right. And don't forget to give us like if you're finding this helpful. It really helps us reach more people who want to learn English.
And share this episode with your friends who love music. Let them know how improving pronunciation can even make their karaoke nights better.
All right. So, yeah, karaoke. And if you want to take your learning to the next level, well, visit trainland.com. We have amazing teachers like Aline, like Matthew, Stefan. And courses to help you improve every skill from pronunciation to grammar. So check it out now.
Good. Okay, everyone, let's dive into something really fun today. Music and pronunciation, which is excellent to enjoy and learn at the same time. Did you know some of the most iconic English songs are perfect for practicing tricky vowel sounds? Let's explore.
And let's be honest. There's no better way to learn than singing your heart out. But let's start with the classic question. What makes music so powerful for learning English?
Great question, Johnny. Music gives us repetition, rhythm, and real-life language. Plus, songs often use natural intonation and pronunciation. And let's face it, it's much more fun than repeating grammar drills.
True, but not all songs are created equal. Some are great for pronunciation and others, well, let's say they're better for dancing. So what's your pick for a song that really helps with pronunciation?
I'd have to go with Rihanna's Umbrella. It's perfect for practicing the sound as umbrella. Plus, it's catchy, so you're repeating that sound without even realizing it.
Good choice. Let's see. Look at this choice. I'll raise you John Lennon's Imagine. The sound in imagine is so clear, and it's a great song for focusing on vowel sounds. Also, it's a bit more my style. No offense with Rihanna.
None taken. And speaking of classics, let's not forget Breakfast in America by Supertramp. The title alone gives you two useful sounds. In breakfast and in America. It's perfect for practice.
Okay, I'll admit that's a good one. But can we talk about the fact that most gym music doesn't have great lyrics for pronunciation? It's all beats and repetition, so no challenge there.
True, but those repetitive beats actually help some people focus. And they, even gym music, and hey, even gym music can be useful if you're practicing rhythm and stress in English.
Fair point, but I'm still sticking to my Supertramp playlist. I'm a classic. By the way, did you know that Breakfast in America has been used in language classes because of its clear pronunciation?
Really? That's amazing. Another fun fact, studies show that listening to and singing along with music improves memory retention and pronunciation accuracy. So listeners, if you want to boost your skills, start singing.
And don't just stop at English songs. Do you know a lot of international students use English covers of the favorite songs to learn? It's a great way to connect with the language.
Absolutely. And remember, music isn't just for practice. It's also a great way to explore culture. Songs can tell you so much about the country, its people, and even its slang.
Like Imagine. That song gives you a glimpse into John Lennon's vision of the world. It's not just about pronunciation, it's about understanding the message.
Exactly. So listeners, we challenge you. Pick your favorite English song this week, sing along, and focus on those tricky vowel sounds like ah and uh. And don't worry if you're off key. It's all about practice.
That's right. And share your favorite songs with us in the comments. Who knows? Maybe your pick will be featured in a future episode.
And that's the beauty of music. It's fun, memorable, and a great way to learn English. So put on your headphones and start singing.
Preferably Supertramp. Just saying.
Whatever works for you, Johnny. Now, let's move on to your questions from earlier in the show.
That's right. I will put that here in our... we asked, no? What did we
how
ask?
Many words? Yeah. How many words can you think of with the R sound? Let's see if you got some of this there.
That's good. So, and here's some examples. Here's some examples. For example, cat, man, apple, dance, and can. Did you get any of these?
And let's not forget words from the songs we mentioned. Imagine, dragons, breakfast. Those are great for practicing.
Yeah, keep practicing and listening to songs with the sounds. It's a fun way to improve.
Now, here's a question for you to answer in the comments. What's your favorite English song to practice pronunciation?
Yes, tell us whether it's Rihanna, John Lennon, or even Supertramp. We'd love to hear your suggestions.
And if you're feeling brave, share your favorite line from that song. Maybe we'll feature it in a future episode. All right. Let's review what we've learned today, which is a lot. We focused on two tricky vowel sounds, a, like as in cat, and a, as in cup. We also explored how music can make pronunciation practice fun and effective.
Exactly. And we gave you plenty of examples from songs like Imagine and Umbrella to practice these sounds. Don't forget to replay this episode and try to exercise again.
And next week, we'll be tackling something just as exciting, defining and non-defining relative clauses. Sounds complicated? Don't worry, we'll make it easy and fun.
Until then, keep practicing your pronunciation and remember, learning English is a journey. Take it one step at a time.
And don't forget to visit trainlearn.com for more personalized English lessons. We've got everything you need to improve your skills.
And thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Alina, also for your great help. Excellent.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.